I offer you a warm welcome and thank you for being here today. Earlier this week, I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Rawat, and I asked him what countries he has visited. And then I found out there is hardly any country in the world that he has not been to. And he told me that recently he was in India and spoke to about 1.2 million people. So I can assure you this is one of the smallest audiences he has ever addressed, and I think we're privileged to have him. So with no further ado, please join me in a warm welcome to our very special guest today, Mr. Prem Rawat.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. And you've already heard, I've been all over the place. And the subject is peace. Now, when I talk about peace, there is a very broad spectrum of response that I get. And it ranges anywhere from impossible, cannot be, to, well, that's interesting. And personally, I find that response very, very interesting. Because I think peace is not a novelty. Peace is not a new thing. Peace is innate and necessary for the survival, for our survival, for our well-being. Because we look at so many things, and we sometimes forget some very fundamental things. Every human being on the face of this earth wants to be content, wants to be happy, wants to be feeling peace in their lives. It's important. Excitement is fine. People go bungee jumping and all of that stuff. That's fine. But there has to come a point in which they can retreat to themselves and feel the tranquility and feel the peace and feel the joy in their lives. If that one little element is taken away, the person will ultimately stop enjoying everything. Success will look like failure. Failure will look like even a bigger failure. And everything that we are, will come unglued. What do I mean by what we are? Who are we? We are all so similar. And we pay attention to our differences. But maybe the time has come to pay attention to our similarities. That there are people who are judged by the color of their skin. There are people who are judged by the amount of money they have, by what language they speak. But having traveled around the world, seeing people, I can tell you, I can assure you, that there is more that is similar about us than it is dissimilar. When all of the other stuff is put in perspective, you know, I know so many people in this room, they come from different backgrounds. But put us in a desert with no water, and believe me, we will all behave very similarly. We will all go around going, water, water, Nobody's going to crack jokes. I mean, maybe when we're not that thirsty, we have the luxury of cracking jokes. We have a luxury of making comments. We have a luxury of doing all of that stuff. But when it gets down to the essential, there are no jokes. When it gets down to the essential, it is focused. It is concentrated. It is real. And peace, therefore, in our lives has to be real. It cannot be something that we argue about, something that we discuss, something that we think about. Because this is who we are. I'm not standing here to tell you something new. I'm not standing here to try to impress you. That is not my point of view at all. I am here to remind you of something you already know, of how important it is for you to be in that peace, how important it is for all of us on the face of this earth to be in peace. And yes, indeed, be in that peace with all our differences. That's the challenge. Because if we say, well, the peace will come when all our differences have disappeared, we're going to get old fast. And peace is not going to happen. The idea of peace is not new. It has been attempted again and again in every single civilization. There has been effort to have peace in every single civilization. The question is, why cannot peace be in our lives now? Because the peace that I am talking about does not come from outside. It is not a result of the things on the outside. The peace that I am talking about is the result for searching something that is within us. Within us. The peace that resides within us. And yes, it is no accident that Socrates said, "Know thyself." When I was in China just recently, I picked up a book and I was going through it and I came through a wonderful quote. I just remembered it. And I've been saying it everywhere. So I'll say it here too. It is intelligent to know your friends. It is wise to know yourself. It's a good thing to know your friends. But wisdom is to know who you are. Who you are. Why? Because you are unique. There is no one on the face of this earth like you. The way you smile, the way you think, the way you are. This is an opportunity that has been given to you to explore, to understand, to fulfill yourself above and beyond anything that is possible, above and beyond all the possibilities that one could possibly imagine. There lies one possibility, and that possibility is to be fulfilled. That possibility is to learn that basics of yourself, to address the issues that belong to you. Not as someone else, but you. When that door closes to the bedroom, when the world is cut off, I know there are so many people. We hit our bed. And when we hit our bed at night, there's only one thing we want. Go to sleep. Go to What does it take to go to sleep? You know that when all the trouble of the world dances on your head, you cannot go to sleep. This is regardless of how sleepy you are. You lay there, and you think about this, and you think about that, and it's, oh my God, and oh my God. Why am I saying this to you? Because this happens to me too. Nobody is exempt. But then to know that within me there is something that is so simple, that is so profound, that is so unchangeable, because I live in the world of changes. I have no choice. Changes come, whether they come voluntarily or involuntarily. And would I like to be in control? You bet. Am I in control? Absolutely not. This I learn afterwards. That I wasn't in control, even though I thought I was in control. What do I do? Do I learn how to be more in control? Or do I understand that my fundamental is within inside of me? That what my heart desires, that what I really, really want, is not somewhere out there. But for that, I have to turn within. That I have to acknowledge my own thirst, that I have to acknowledge my own feeling, that I have to acknowledge that knock that is knocking inside of me and saying, be in peace. Not tomorrow, not day after tomorrow, but be in peace now. Be in peace and feel that feeling in your life, the feeling of being fulfilled, with or without all the things that go on. This world is changing. We look at the technology and we say to ourselves, you know, look at me. Look at all this technology. I have cell phones now. We have airplanes now. We have this, we have this, we have this. We're exactly the same. We may have invented chairs, but our bodies don't really like them. After a little while, it's like, ugh. Why? You see, we think because all these things that have been invented, we have changed. We haven't changed. We have inventions, but we haven't changed. We have cell phones, but what do we talk about? Same old thing. I pick up a cell phone, call my home, talk to my kids, talk to my wife. What do I say? Exactly the same thing. If I was to be there. Love you. You okay? Is everything okay? Are you all right? What did you do today? Okay, bye. I'll talk to you later. It's not any different. People look at languages and people go, look at so many languages. But what do they say in those languages? Exactly the same thing. Ouch. It's ouch in any language you can possibly imagine. I want water. It's the same thing in any language. So we look at all these things and we look at all these differences, and what we don't focus on is, who are we? What are we? What are we? We're not something that is nasty, but it is a gift that we have been given, that we are alive. And that, yes, indeed, through this vessel comes the gift of life every single day. And life is a gift. And you know that. You know life is a gift, and you also know that life is the most precious gift. Only when you get to the edge of the road do you realize how precious it is. It shouldn't be like that. Something is wrong in that equation. When the value of something is only learned when it is removed, there is something wrong in that algorithm. There is something wrong in that equation. There is something wrong in that formula. And if every day that you exist in this life, in this world, and if peace is not a part of your day, then there's something wrong with that equation. Then there's something wrong with that formula. And who's going to correct it? Me? No. World leaders? They can't. They can't. Who's going to correct it? I have to correct my own. And you have to correct your own. And everybody on the face of this has to correct their own. Because that want, that desire to be in peace is not a novelty. It is not new. Whether it is a person who lives in a village or is a person who lives in a 100-story high-rise building, both, wherever they do, whatever they have done every day, request that peace, because it is an innate request for every single human being. I know today we all look at us ourselves as self-made people in this world. I've accomplished this, I've accomplished this, I've accomplished this. And my hat's off to you. I respect that. When I came to the West, it was completely different for me. My whole world changed on a small little flight from New Delhi to Rome to London. My world changed. My world completely changed. One day I was in school, and one day I was boarding a flight. I didn't even know where I was going. I didn't even know what was going to happen. I put on 2 pair of clothes. Literally. I had no idea. I didn't even know if that airplane was going to have a bathroom and if I would be able to change. I arrived in London. All of a sudden, there were faces in front of me that I did not know. And there I was. And I remember I went to the room and I turned on the TV and it was in color and I just gawked. And I could not understand the accent. I knew English, I couldn't understand the accent. Started driving on the roads, and in those days, you all well know, people had long hair. And one of the things I had never seen in my life was people kissing. Because in India, you were very protected. They did not show you that. And there I was in London, and wherever you looked, there were people kissing. And when they were, you didn't know who male was, female was. Both set had long hair. And I didn't even know what to think of all that. But in all those changes, do you think the desire to be fulfilled ever changed? In all those changes, do you think the desire to be content ever changed? Has it ever changed? We have become good at not acknowledging it. It's like our solution to the noise that we don't like is earplugs, which I find very curious. But we think that that's a viable solution. Hey, how about removing yourself from the place of noise? That we don't think about. No, I've got to stay here, and I don't like the noise. I'll go get some earplugs. And so we stick earplugs in our ear. And of course, when we go to sleep, the earplug falls out, and we're awake again. What happened? Temporary solutions. Look down the ages, and so many temporary solutions to a permanent call that has been there in every single civilization. And what has the call been? The call has been the call to be content, to be in peace. It is never a question of when you get home. So far you do. It is never a question of when do you start acknowledging that in your life. So far you do. And I'm talking about the call for peace. Is peace possible? Yes, peace is possible, because peace begins with you. Not out there. Nobody's going to haul peace into your home. Peace is not pizza that can be delivered by a phone call. Peace is in you, always has been in you. And it's going to take you to start addressing that feeling that is within you. That's how peace is going to be. When somebody says, know thyself, This is not just to have a debate or to have a long time conversation. This is something serious. This is something real, because knowing yourself is the most important. To know, to understand that call, to understand what peace is all about, to have, to experience peace, not just once in your life, but every single day. That is what is important. This is not about the ups and downs and how to get good at beating the odds of ups and downs. This is not about earplugs, my friends. This is not about fixing the problem. This is about finding the reality. The reality. The reality that dwells in you, in your very heart. Listen. Feel. The accomplishments, they will come and they will go. They will come and they will go. Time has not spared even the pyramids. This I can tell you firsthand. They, of course, say there's a show that happens there around the pyramids, and they tell you the time. Pyramids have withstood the test of time. I disagree. They're eroding. And they know that. Time leaves nothing alone. Nothing. Nothing escapes time. This is your time. This is your time to be content. This is your time to be happy. This is your time to find the peace in your life. This is your time. And so, that's my little thing that go out and try to tell people, hey, this is possible. Why is it possible? Because it's in you. This is why it's possible. If there were technical issues of how to bring it from the outside, I'm not so good at that. I'd probably invent a machine, but I'm not so good at that. But it is possible. Peace is possible because the peace resides in the heart of all human beings on the face of this earth. When it really comes down to it, I'm not talking about, and the peace that I am talking about is not the peace which says absence of wars. Don't mistake me now. Because some of my very good friends, one of them just returned from Iraq. And I'm very glad he did. I'm not talking about absence of war. I'm talking about the only absence of war, the war that goes on in here. You know, one day, outside wars will be over, but the inside wars could rage on. This war has no ceasefire. It can be there day and night. Feel that heart, feel that feeling, feel that what is inside of you. The desire to be fulfilled. Feel it. This is your time. That's why peace is possible. It is people like you who are interested in peace. This is why peace is possible. This is your time. I need to find that peace every day in my life. You need to find that peace every day in your life. And the possibility is there. The possibility is there. This life will remain a gift for as long as you have it. Open this gift, enjoy this gift, unwrap this gift, and feel the feeling of peace in your life. Thank you for coming this evening, and thank you very much for giving me this. Thank you.
To discover more about what Prem Rawat offers, please visit these websites.